got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news and money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors have officially declared today's real estate market is recovering in your favor. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Bruce Lewis joins us with some information about a new comprehensive study that could involve you. Stay tuned for this one. And then on the level with Charlie White. He hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse, and he's here to tell us about hurricane doors. Don't you just love him madly? Charlie White coming right up. And then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about Al-Qaeda. They're on Match.com. Imagine that. And then in our Hammer the Scammer segment, rental properties. The scammers have discovered a loophole in honesty. If you know someone who's planning on renting, call them right now and tell them to listen to this scam, and that's coming right up. Then in our house segment, we present Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here with a cool trick to designed to fool the bugs. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special message from Pat Tracy and Associates. She has bundled a home buying package that includes down payment and mortgage assistance programs, along with a quality remodeled home. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Some homes are sitting for sale longer in Broward and Palm Beach counties, and real estate agents are blaming sellers because the homes are not priced right. We'll have details of what's going on there. California and New York are the nation's bastions of housing unaffordability, but a new study says that Florida has the highest share of renters who spend more than half of their income on housing. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index increased in August, and it went up a bit in September as well. We'll give you the numbers. Freddie Mac has released its MIMI, or the Multi-Indicator Market Index, which shows that Florida is having the strongest real estate market rebound in the whole country. And a state budget squeeze could add delays to the Palm Beach County Courthouse, meaning longer waits for everybody, from people getting marriage license to people doing real estate deals. The county clerk and the controller, Sharon Bach, released a statement about that. We'll tell you what she says. And as our housing jefe said, believe it or not, I have a story about a man who was in prison at Guantanamo Bay who has a Match.com account. You've got to be really hard up for a date. Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. When we return, Bruce Lewis has information on a Solid Waste Authority study, and it could affect you. There's a business community meeting October the 8th to tell you all about it, and you're invited to attend. Bruce Lewis is on deck. Here we go.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. Ain't got no hope or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a REACH Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? Would you like to eliminate your monthly rent payment? Well, if that's your dream, you need to know about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshops. This is where all the action resonates. This workshop produces results, and when you complete this six-hour class, you will be qualified to receive government financing, down payment assistance, and many other financing options. The next workshop is Sunday, October the 18th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at REACH's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. Now, the first-time homebuyers workshop in our Miami Kindle office is tomorrow, October the 4th, so you might want to jump in on that one right away. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. Now, there is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, not to worry, oh favored one. You may pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up pretty darn fast, and if you don't get registered, you may find yourself standing in the corner looking for a seat. For more information about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop and the dates, call the good folks at REACH right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator on the weekend. And just to let you know, the first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know what a first-time homebuyer is. That's someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years.
This is REACH Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest has spent more than 20 years evolving himself into a driving force in branding the corporate community. Currently, he is the president and CEO of LB Limited and Associates, a strategic public relations firm located in West Palm Beach. Bruce Lewis, welcome to the REACH Radio Show again.
Well, thank you for having me again. This has been a wonderful experience so far.
Well, it's been a few months since you were on the last time. I think the last time you came in, you were working with you just are the chairman of the Black Chamber of Commerce here in Palm Beach County, and a myriad of other projects. You're a small business manager for Palm Beach Convention Center Hotel Construction Project. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a pretty big effort, right?
That's a huge effort, actually.
Yeah. I think, what'd you say I was? How many millions are you?
Oh, that one is $183 million
That's a little project.
Yeah, peanuts,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And spread some of those peanuts over here. All right. And you're also the small business manager for Riviera Beach Marina District, the construction project. Now, that's the big one, right?
Yeah, that one's huge. That's about $133 million project to reconstruct and revitalize the marina, the Riviera Beach Marina.
Yeah, I guess the big cost there is bringing in all that water.
Bringing in all that water and bringing in all that dirt.
All right, so today we're talking about a study that the Solid Waste Authority is doing. What in the world is that all about?
Well, as you know, the Solid Waste Authority is the one and only solid waste collector for about 1.2 million residents in Palm Beach County. So with that comes a great deal of procurement opportunities for the small business community. And the disparity study is really to analyze the utilization of the small business community here currently.
Wow. How do they know all that? I mean, what kind of information are they gathering?
The kind of information that they want to gather are the experiences of some of the small businesses that have done work for the Solid Waste Authority, those who have a desire to do work with the authority but have had difficulties in securing some procurement opportunities, and those who just want to learn about the opportunities that are available.
Wow. So I'm curious as to why the Solid Waste Authority would be interested in this. I mean, their function is to for lack of a better word, pick up the garbage, right?
Yeah.
So how does that affect the business community and their operations?
Well, simply a little bit of history in short version. About 2 years ago, the Waste Authority embarked upon the Waste to Energy Plant. And that was a huge energy conservation kind of project to process the waste removal and disposal of trash.
It has
to be done. And so they put an RFP out, and they had some suitors, but the one who won was an out-of-state company. And with out-of-state construction companies comes their out-of-state prime contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And so the local unions, trade unions, construction unions, got a little alarmed about that, rallied behind it, and mobilized the small business community, because it's something that's done in our backyard, so we want those dollars to stay here in Palm Beach County. That's what really brought it to the forefront about the disparity that's currently being utilized by the Solid Waste Authority. So they want an opportunity to create a program, get input, change the level playing field to a more level playing field, and allow opportunities for local economic growth.
Well, how does a small business owner get involved make a contribution to the study?
Real simple, and I think it's part of the due diligence that a small business needs to take, because most businesses like to do private work. Mm-hmm. I think a good combination of private and government work is a complement for sustainability reasons. Mm-hmm. But there's several ways a person could get, or a business can get involved. One is to attend a meeting on October 8th at the Solid Waste Authority, and that address is 7501 North Jog Road, West Palm Beach.
That's from 9 a.m. to noon, right?
Actually, there's two meetings. There's actually two meetings.
Right.
One is at 9 and one is at noon. And at that time, you'll learn how the study is going to be conducted.
Mm-hmm.
So a person will walk away with a lot of knowledge about how that process works. And you have an opportunity to put comments on the record. That's one way you can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's several other ways. You can take a survey that really depicts what your experiences have been. Or you can partake in an anecdotal interview, which is a one-on-one kind of recorded situation. All that information is put into a big barrel, synthesized, and the results come out. The end result is a recommendation to either revise the existing program, eliminate the existing program, and start a new one. But they're all designed to make a level playing field for those small businesses in the community.
Yeah, I'm sure there's not one small business owner out there that would disagree with that.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a small business owner to attend this conference. Anybody can come, right?
Anyone can come who has any business interests, anybody who's interested in starting their business, any of those people who are contemplating starting a business. But you need to be a certified business of some sort at the Division of Corporations at the state level,
right,
or some other entity.
Now, I would imagine that if you're an entrepreneur and you're starting a business, you might want to be at this meeting just to meet the other professionals in your community, plus get involved in the study. Now, that's October the 8th,
mm-hmm,
and that is the Solid Waste Authority Administration Building Auditorium at 7501 North Jog Road. And that starts at 9 a.m. There's also a second meeting at 12, like we said. And if you wanted to get more information about registration for that, you may call 510-835-9012. I'll give you that again, 510-835-9012. And that will get you into that meeting. All right. Now, again, we talked about what the possible outcomes are. What are they looking for? What do they think they're going to find? Usually when you do a study, you know what you're looking for, right?
Yeah, I think some of the things that are very obvious as it relates to the Solid Waste Authority, their record of procurement is fairly decent. However, I think that they could do more with regards to tapping all the available resources in the small business community. As you well know, daily that changes. And so there's procurement opportunities in both commodities, professional services, and construction. And so what they're looking for are the things that have disallowed access by the small business community and how they've been disallowed. So that could be anywhere from the procurement process itself. It could be with the program and it has some embedded flaws, or it could be the reluctancy of prime contractors to allow participation by small businesses. So that's just three categories that are of suspicion, and we want to validate those to the extent that we can.
I don't think there's anyone else in this room better to do that than you.
Well, thank you.
Not just the room. I mean the whole deal. Well, I know for sure there's nobody else in this room better than you. But you have proven yourself, like we said in the beginning, over the last 20 years. And how do you personally feel about this study, the importance of it?
Well, I'm a small business advocate. That's number one. Right. And number two, I'm a capacity builder. So my love really beyond, what I do for a living is a natural fit for me. So it's important for all small businesses to understand what availability of opportunities there are, because then you can start to put yourself in a position to take advantage of them. So it's very important to me as a business owner and as a small business advocate to educate, kind of steer people, kind of influence them to look at some opportunities that they wouldn't otherwise look at. So that's going to build capacity over the long haul and sustain their business over the long haul. So you know as well as I do, the more businesses, small businesses grow, the more people that are employed, the less crime that'll be. It's a big chain reaction.
The more people come to the community, the more taxes are collected. So it's better for the state, it's better for the people, it's better for the business. Can't go wrong with
it. Can't go wrong with it.
All right. That's October the 8th at the Solid Waste Authority Administration Building, 7501 North Jog Road, from 9 a.m., another meeting at 12. And if you want any information about that, the event meeting, the community event meeting, it's 510-835-9012. Or you may check out the Solid Waste Authority website at swa.org. Or can we reach you at this number here?
You absolutely can.
All right. Here's the number to get a hold of Bruce if you need to get some personal one-on-one training information. It is 561-833-8080, 561-833-8080. Again, the Solid Waste Authority website, swa.org. And you'll be at this meeting, right?
Yes, sir.
So if you need to get contacted and set up and stay away from being hung down, brung down, and hung up, and all sorts of mean, ugly, nasty things, you need to attend this community study and get involved in it. Get involved in the community that you live in and the businesses that you do. And that's what you've been doing for 20 years. You've been knocking them out.
Yep, I love it.
All right. Well, we thank you for taking your time and coming in here and letting us know about that. And we're going to have you back so we can find out what the results of this were.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, you got it.
You bet. Well, the best thing to do is just go to the meeting, right?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Well, after the break, Charlie White has some information about the doors. Oh, I mean your doors. It's still hurricane season, and Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse of Boynton Beach is ready to help. Charlie says there's six sides to all doors. I wonder if Jim Morrison knew about that.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong. Ooh.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. And if you're looking for home improvement assistance at warehouse prices, then our expert fixer has the solution. Charlie White is here with the latest information about your doors, and he hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. Charlie White, welcome to the show.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Hey, how's the doors?
Oh, the doors doing good. Hey, before we go to the doors, hey, did you know what today's date is?
No, I think it's October something.
It's October 3rd. Did you know it's also the day you need to change your AC filters?
Ah, every October the 3rd, once a year?
Yeah, once in all, every 3 months you need to change your AC filters. You know, help your keep that electrical bill down.
All right, so I don't want to hear about this again until January.
You better believe it.
Okay, so every 3 months you should change that filter, and I guess you can get those over at Lowe's, right?
You can get those at your Lowe's Home Improvement store.
All right. Now, we want to hear about the doors. Jim Morrison was already set up and ready to go, so what do you got going on with the doors?
I tell you what, a lot of people come to me about the doors, wanting to replace their doors, and they're all worried as they ask me the question, do I need to replace my door? Well, the answer is not always yes. If your door's got a little bubble on the bottom of it, like a looks like a little rust coming from the inside.
Right.
It's time to replace your door. Hmm. One of the things people fail to do is realize there's six sides to a door.
I know. I kind of introduced that in the tease there. You said there were six sides, and I'm trying to figure a top, bottom, front, back, I guess, the other sides. How's that work?
Well, actually, there is six sides, top, bottom, front, back, left, right. You have to paint all six sides. If you don't paint the sides, the wood style around the door
right.
has a tendency to soak in a little extra water. And that little water goes down to the center of your steel door and causes it to rust from inside out. No matter how much paint you put on it on the outside, if you don't have that top painted or the bottom painted, you will get your rusting.
That's that little bubble you were talking about at the bottom
That's
of the door, right?
That little bubble.
Yeah.
And
okay.
if your door got a little twist or a little twing on it and you got a fiberglass door, again, you got a painting problem. You didn't paint the top or the bottom, because what happens is that style, again, it soaks up a little extra water.
Oh, sure.
And if you get a little bubble rusting on it or a little twist in your door, that's when you need to consider your door should be replaced.
All right. Now, is this a hard thing to do, replacing a door? I mean, do I need a permit to do that?
Well, permits are especially required by the county. But one of the reasons why you want a permit, you want to make sure your insurance knows it was installed correctly.
There you go.
If you don't get it installed correctly, insurance has a right to deny coverage.
All right, just to clear things up, Steve Cody is sitting over here going, I have to do that to my bathroom door? No. These are just outside doors that we're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
And if you got bubbles on the bottom of your bathroom door, that's a different problem.
Okay. Turn off the faucet and get rid of all the soap and what's in the tub.
That's exactly right. So the outside doors. Now, what's better? I mean, I see metal doors. I see wood doors.
Well, actually, wood doors have a problem down here in South Florida with salt water. Believe it or not, the air outside, it's still got a little salt in it. Your wood door, you're having to do a lot more maintenance on it. A metal door, it usually has a tendency with oxidizing or rusting quite on a regular basis. A fiberglass door with a wood style. Wood style is actually the interior framework. Hurricane rated door will seem to tend to outlast any of the doors on the list.
Right.
It's wet insulation. If you're a good contractor or a good carpenter, you could put one in. One of the issues is if you haven't had doors replaced in, let's say, 6, 7, 8 years.
Time
there's
to
do something.
It.
It's not necessarily time to do it. It's the framework on the inside of the door. It's called a buck strip, which is a piece of wood that the door is mounted to. Even if you have block,
that's a buck strip.
A buck strip.
You can get one for a buck. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
A couple bucks.
Okay.
And that piece of wood has a tendency to rot on you.
Right.
And you need to make sure your framework's brought up to code.
That's right. And then that causes your door to be crooked and it doesn't shut right and you have to slam it extra hard and you wake up your neighbors. I know exactly how that works. All right, Charlie, we're not going to say, tell them Charlie sent you. We're going to say go over to the Lowe's warehouse there in Boynton Beach and ask for Charlie. Or you can check out the website at www.lowes.com. Give Charlie a call at 561-733-1397. That's 561-733-1397. Just call Charlie and he'll help you right up. Okay, Charlie, thanks for helping us out.
I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You bet. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Hammer the Scammer is here. This week's Reach Radio exposes the most popular real estate scams and at the same time, one of the easiest scams to fall for. If you know someone that's looking to rent, you might want to call them right now. Tell them to tune in. You're about 5 minutes away from the hammer. Then Carlton Thompson checks in. He's our resident pest control freak. He's here to remind us about, I don't know. He just said, I got something to talk about. So we're going to find out what that is. And then Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special bundle just for first-time home buyers. A bundle? Wait until you hear this offer. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with a guy who says, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. And it's in perfect pitch, too. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Private equity and hedge fund firms have bought more than 100,000 troubled mortgages at big discounts from banks and federal housing agencies, and they've become pretty aggressive liquidators for the remains of the mortgage crisis homes that started about a decade ago. Now, as the housing market nationwide recovers, this is kind of a dark corner from which banks that were stung by the hefty penalties for bungling their modifications and foreclosures have retreated. Federal housing officials, for the most part, have welcomed the new financial players as being more nimble and more creative than banks with terms for delinquent borrowers. But the firms are now drawing considerable fire. Housing advocates and lawyers for borrowers are contending that these private equity firms and hedge funds are too quick to push homes into foreclosure and are even less helpful than the banks had been in negotiating modifications with borrowers. Federal and state lawmakers are taking up the issue, questioning why federal agencies are selling loans at discounts of as much as 30% to private equity and hedge fund firms. Some homes are sitting for sale longer in Broward and Palm Beach counties, and real estate agents are blaming the sellers. With prices going up, more sellers seem to be unable to accept what their home is really worth. In Palm Beach County, for instance, 26% of homes and condos for sale at the end of August had been on the market for at least 6 months. That's up considerably from a year earlier, according to Redfin. They're a real estate firm. In Broward County, roughly a third of the homes and condos listed at the end of August had sat for 6 months or longer, compared with just 27% a year earlier. Now, at the same time, larger shares of sellers are sticking to their initial prices. Roughly a quarter of the listings in Palm Beach and Broward have been reduced in price, down slightly from a year ago. Agents say this attitude becomes a problem in the market that has a scant supply of homes. Continued low interest rates and improvement in the job market have fueled a bit of a buying binge. A state budget squeeze could add delays at the Palm Beach County Courthouse, meaning longer waits for everything from marriage licenses to real estate deals. County Clerk and Controller Sharon Bach said last Tuesday that an ongoing shortfall of nearly $3 million, which she blames on the Florida legislature, will require further local court system cutbacks. Bach is extending a hiring freeze that follows eliminating 41 full-time positions and 16 part-time positions earlier this year. Overtime pay, which could be used to catch on delayed work, has also been eliminated. Bach wants the state lawmakers to provide $3 million to cover her shortfall. And to help avoid future budget crunches, she proposes shifting jury expenses from clerks to the state budget and allocating more fees from traffic tickets and other court filings to the clerk's office. The legislature meets again in January, though there's no guarantee that lawmakers are going to consider directing more money to the clerk's expenses. A suburban West Palm Beach woman was arrested on Wednesday after she dialed 911 multiple times to complain about her roommate flicking the lights on and off. A Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputy hauled June Gines off to jail after telling her that 911 was for emergencies only and not for roommate issues. The report says that Gines called 911 three times within a couple of hours. Her roommate was bothered by the flicking lights on and off and knocking on her door. While the deputy was in Gines' home, she called 911 on her cell phone again, according to the report. She told deputies that her roommate should be arrested for turning the lights off and on. Gines was arrested on a charge of misuse of 911. She was released on her own recognizance on Thursday. Reached by phone, she had nothing to say about it. And Freddie Mac released its latest MIMI, or Multi-Indicator Market Index, which shows Florida as having the strongest real estate market rebound in the whole country. According to MIMI, Orlando tops the nation in month-to-month and year-to-year sales comparisons, and only one city that does not belong to the Sunshine State made it to the top five. That was Greenville, South Carolina. The others are Orlando, Cape Coral, Tampa, and Jacksonville. And finally, one of the remaining 116 Guantanamo Bay prisoners is a man suspected of having close ties to Osama bin Laden. He has a dating profile on Match.com captioned, "Detained, but ready to mingle." The man's lawyer, Carlos Warner, told Al Jazeera America that Mohammed Rahim Al-Afghani has relentlessly proclaimed his innocence, and Mr. Warner released a series of very charming letters from his client intended to try to humanize him. Al-Afghani commented on LeBron James, on Caitlyn Jenner, on the Ashley Madison website, and for some reason on South Dakota. That's a mystery. But with recent publicity, Match.com appears to have suspended that account. Either they suspended it, or it could be that Mohammed quit because Match.com didn't have 72 virgins among their millions of members.
Oh, no.
And that, my friends, is the news, such as it is.
Maybe it's because it was a match. .com and the match.
Hey, you got the match?
Yeah. Light the match.
Oh, God.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Just as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer. Because they're out there, we must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org. They say reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is on assignment in London, England today, and we won't hear from him since vacation was the assignment. This means, ta-da! Your host and housing heffy will be delivering this week's message of caution when it concerns scammers. Now, this week's scam is really kind of bizarre. I mean, it happens all the time. If you are new to the South Florida area and you've decided that renting before ownership is a better option, then there are some choices other than size, cost, and location of the property you may want to consider. Rental listings are like warm nests for the scammers. Quite often, scammers advertise rentals that don't exist or aren't available in order to trick people into sending money before they discover the truth of the scam. Scammers know that finding the right apartment or vacation rental can be hard work for rentals, and a seemingly good deal is hard to pass up. Some scammers hijack real estate rentals, the listings by changing the email address or other contact information, in Photoshop, of course, and then placing the modified ad on another site. The altered ad may even include the name of the person who actually posted the ad. Scammers don't want to change the name because it lends credibility to the scam. Mm. Yeah, and in other cases, scammers have hijacked the email accounts of property owners on reputable vacation rental sites. So they go in and they change the contact information to them.
You know, what's interesting about this one is that a lot of these scams, we go, oh, boy, they were stupid to fall for that. Some very, very smart people have fallen for this one, people renting homes that they don't own, and in some cases, homes they've never seen.
Or in some cases, foreclosed homes. Mm-hmm. They go in, they change the locks on the door, they set everything up, and they go for rent.
Mm-hmm.
And like Bruce Lewis said before the show when we were talking about that, he says, well, yeah, but then those monthly checks start coming in. They're not interested in the monthly checks, folks.
They want first, last security, and they're gone.
That's right. First, last, that's like $3,000. Mm-hmm. First, last security. And when you pay that, you move in. The scammer's history. You'll never hear from him again. And you do that to 30 people, and that's 30 grand mm-hmm. in your pocket. Let's do that. No.
So do you have tips on how to protect yourself from that stuff?
Well, the best thing to do is actually go there and see the property. If you try to do all this on the phone, they make up these listings, and some of them that aren't really even for rent, or they don't even exist, and they'll try to lure you in with the promise of low rent or great amenities. Their goal, like we said, is just to get the money. So we say being a bit more cautious when you're searching for a rental property is well worth the effort. Now, if they tell you to wire the money to them,
red flag.
That's the surest sign of a scam. There's never a good reason to wire money to pay for a security deposit, an application fee, or even the first month's rent.
Here's a tip. No matter where you are, you can go to the property appraiser's website in the county where your rental is located and find out who the real owner is.
Right. And once again, this requires a literal extra work by the person that's searching for the apartment to live in. Mm-hmm. And the scammers are hoping that you're lazy.
Yep.
And here, look, we got it. It's right here for you. Take it. Go. Now. Just give me the money. Come on. We're set to go. And that's true even if you sign the contract first. Wiring the money is the same as sending cash. Once you send it, you have no way of getting it back. And if the representative wants a security deposit or the first month's rent before you've even met or signed a lease, red flag. And it's never a good idea to send money to someone you've never met, especially for an apartment you haven't seen. So if you can't visit the apartment or house yourself, ask someone you trust to go there and confirm that it's actually for rent and that it was actually advertised the way it was. And, you know, sometimes they even make up keys.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're out of town, they say, well, no, we'll send the key to you. We'll get that down. And they'll send you the key. It doesn't open anything, but they'll send you a key.
Yeah.
And don't you feel safe? Oh, I got the key. I better send them the money. Now, that would be a clue that it's a scam. And if they're out of town or the apartment that you want to rent is out of town, like if you're moving to South Florida and you're up north and you want to get the thing rented before you get down here, have someone you know check it out, someone in the area. You wouldn't be moving down here if you didn't know somebody down here.
Or spend a few days in one of our lovely hotels while you set this thing up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you feel like you're being scammed, you might want to check out www.ftc.gov/complaint. FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, .gov/complaint. And you can fill that in right there, and they will take care of you. Anything else on that?
Just beware. And like I've said before, you know, there are ones that prey on stupid people, but a lot of smart people fall for this one. There was a guy, you might remember this in the news, it was about 6 weeks ago in Port St. Lucie.
Right.
And he wasn't an out-of-towner. He was local. He took over six different foreclosed homes.
Right.
That appeared to be empty, and somehow he managed to get in and actually get the locks changed on all of these homes,
right,
and had fake paperwork that said that he owned them, and he rented out six houses that he didn't own to unsuspecting people.
And
luckily,
you know,
he was eventually caught, which is how we found out about it.
And he's in a new home.
He's in the new home, yeah. He's in the big bar hotel now. But that's one we know about. There are lots of them going on now that we don't know about.
Right.
So be very, very careful before you give money to anybody for anything. Come down, see the inside of the place before you let loose of any money.
You know what else you could do?
What's that?
You could call the good folks at Reach, 855-487-3224, and say, hey, is this legit? Can you help us out?
Yeah. At the moment, we only have one rental property, and it's in Fort Pierce. But if you're interested, give us a call.
Oh, yeah? Okay, 855-487-3224, and that's the way that works. Thank you, Steve. All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated, and we would like to remind you about the Reach Home Ownership Fair coming up October the 10th. I believe that's next week, and that is at the Lake Worth High School in their Media Center. That's 1701 First Avenue South. That's in Lake Worth. The fair starts at 9, and it wraps up around 3. And, you know, they're doing something cool this time. They have a 40-inch HD TV that you can register to win for. The only restriction is you have to be present to win. So that's kind of cool. At the end of it, a drawing comes up, and you might walk out of there with a 40-inch HD TV, not to mention all the cool stuff, like credit repair experts will be there, mortgage assistance professionals will be there. And the big one, of course, down payment assistance. Everybody can use that, and they will be there to help you out. Lenders, realtors, and community housing professionals will be on hand to meet you. And, of course, all the REACH representatives will be there, and they'll be able to talk with you one-on-one. Begin your path to home ownership by attending the REACH Home Ownership Fair October the 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lake Worth High School in their media center.
And the price is right.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about how free it is.
Mm. This is the kind of money, information you would pay a lawyer a lot of money to get, and it's yours for free.
And we've had plenty of guests on the show that have told us they went to the attorneys, they paid the big money, only to find out in the end, REACH did it for free.
Yeah. Attorneys do good work, many of them, but here it is for free.
Right, and why wouldn't you take advantage of that? Call the good folks at REACH right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And because it is the weekend, you might want to press zero and leave a little message there. Matter of fact, it's your voice on air, right, isn't it?
There is a guy who sounds oddly like me.
Like you. Give us that. Give us
the phone.
Give us a little bit of that.
Hey.
Oh, Steve likes to do the old right here on the Nifty 850 wonderful wino radio.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, well, but we don't do any of that.
You could
here,
be a disc jerky.
A who?
Okay. Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into our house. And this week's segment is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he's here with who knows what. Carlton, you said you were going to tell us something kind of exciting today. What is it?
Well, I'm up here.
Did I put you on the spot?
I got this. I'm up here in on the west coast up in central Florida, north central Florida today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're rocking in here about 78 degrees with, I'm going to guess, probably about a 70% humidity. Nice breeze. So the fall is creeping in on us.
Oh, yeah.
So
and what's that mean for my house?
Well, what it means is a lot of people say, well, you know, it's fall, it's winter, it's, you know, everything's not growing, and they turn their water off. Bad idea.
Uh-huh.
And have a lot of problems come springtime. Even if you're in the northern part of the state and you get a frost and everything goes brown and gets burnt from all the freezes and stuff, the roots down in there are still alive and thriving.
Uh-huh.
So we want to go ahead and keep up with our water. We can back it down probably by about 50%. Now, not 50% on your watering time. You still need to get 3/4 of an inch to an inch of water when you water. But if you're watering twice a week, you could probably step back to once a week.
Okay.
As the winter starts creeping in on us here.
Well, I think everybody has been told and everybody knows, oh, it's wintertime, everything slows down. But apparently you still have to water the lawn.
Everything's still alive, you know. If you're out on the road and, you know, you're used to coming home at 6:30 and having dinner and having a little snack before bed and getting up and having breakfast, and at 12:30, 1 o'clock, having lunch every day in your normal routine, but you're out on the road, you're not going to stop eating just because you're not home, just because things are a little different.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You gotta keep the fertilizer down, keep everything happy so that if you're up in the northern part of the state and, you get some freezes, even sometimes we get a couple hard freezes.
Even down here.
You want that root system to be nice and healthy, because the root system is the key to everything in a plant, you know, particularly
right.
with grass. You know, everybody says, oh, a lot of fertilizer, let's get it nice and green. Well, if you keep a healthy root system, lo and behold, the natural color of grass is, come on now, you got this.
It's green.
There you go. So we got to keep it healthy.
Well, you know, that stands to reason. And when you think about it, when you do have a light freeze and the grass turns a little brown, that's just on the top. Down underneath is, like you said, where the roots are, and that's what's still going and still growing, and you have to nourish it. So you say cut down the watering by about half.
Yep. When the temperatures, you know, get down and you notice that, you know, if you're mowing once a week, but now you're mowing twice a week because everything's slowing down, go ahead and back that water down. It's not using as much. The sun's not beating down on us as much. We're not losing as much to evaporation.
Right.
Plants aren't requiring as much. So, what'll happen there is, you know, you could actually potentially end up with a root fungus in there, maybe even Pythium root rot, and that's usually a pretty expensive product it takes to resolve that issue. And if they're blooming plants come springtime, you may miss out on a season of blooms. So you create a lot of headaches you don't really need just because you didn't do a couple extra steps.
Well, yeah, you believe the old axiom. Well, it's winter, everything slows in growth, so don't water. But not so. Also, what about fertilizer? Do we fertilize in the wintertime at all, or just leave that alone?
Well, there's kind of two paths you can go there. You can go the simple way, and if you do nothing at all, just put some potassium down. When you're looking at your fertilizer labels, there'll be three big numbers on there, and that's nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. The last number is potassium. So you want to make sure you get some potassium down. If you want to be real particular about it, like some people I know, you'll put an actual fertilizer on it that's got a 1-to-2 ratio, meaning that I'm putting down half the nitrogen that I am per the amount of potash that I'm putting down.
Right.
And then I'll also have a nice miner's package in there to keep everything happy.
Mm. So the bottom line is it takes a little bit of work to keep the lawn looking good, but of course, what's that do? That just helps the value of your home. So it's
right.
not such a bad thing to do. And like you say, wintertime, you cut everything back a little bit, and it gets a little bit easier in keeping everything in good shape.
Yep, if the plants and the grass are slowing down, you can slow down, but it doesn't mean that we have to stop.
I gotcha. All right, well, I guess if you, what's this, what are you saying here, Steve? Is Steve's mic on?
My mic is on.
Okay.
That was a note for you for later.
Oh, okay.
Can you read it?
Hey, we're live. That's what
I know, but my handwriting is bad.
Yeah, that's all right. We got it. All right, Carlton, you are the man when it comes to this stuff, and we all know how important it is to keep our houses in good shape, and especially the lawn. I want to talk about the rocks and stones that you put up on the side of your house. You got any of those?
Oh yeah, well that can be a topic for another day. That can get a little lengthy, but.
But that's a neat thing to do. You were telling me about that a couple of days ago.
If you want to put some money into adding some money to your home,
uh-huh.
Stone is the way to go.
Right.
But it will cost you a little bit up front, but you'll reap dividends on the backside.
Right. Yeah, the stone fascia on the front of your house, it's really beautiful.
Yep, and you may have just a plastic edging for a border in your landscape beds. You can build a small little wall with a cap on there. And, man, it just looks so much more beautiful, and you can just jack the price up a little bit more when you go to sell it.
Amen. Well, we will save that for another week or a week out. I know that you got a lot of that in, and I think that's a pretty neat way to make the house look. Carlton, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate your help.
No problem. Keep trying to put me on the spot, but I live here, buddy.
All right. You got it. When we return, you want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are still incredibly low. And if you're a vet, we'd like to thank you for your service and welcome to 100% financing. No money down for qualified vets. Stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know pays are wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a veteran, like we said earlier, thank you for your service, and things just got great for you. We can show you how to get into your own home with no money down if you are a qualified vet. Call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with any credit issues you may or may not have, getting you back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free. Did you hear that? Free. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. Reach counselors know what the banks need even before they ask. That's because Reach works with the government agencies that make the rules. We just spoke about the rulemakers last week. If you remember Marlene Robinson, she's the senior program advisor at HUD. You can't get any higher than that, and we work with them on a daily basis. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. And all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and that's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Store that number in your cell phone, because one day you're going to need that number. And when you do, guess what? Pat Tracy will be there for you. 561-351-8000. You can call her right now. Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled a special home buying package just for you. And I can tell you, it has down payment assistance formulas, a pinch of salt, along with some good mortgage payment assistance, and many other government programs designed to help aid and assist you in becoming a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now, or check out the website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4housing.org. It's safe and easy to use, and you won't stink, is what they say. This is where the Spotlight Homes of the Week are located, and you can check them out there. Now, this segment has been brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates, and Pat reminds you that the home ownership is within your reach. So, reach for the dream in 2015. Become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now, 561-351-8000. And if you'd like to take that to the next level, coming up October the 10th, that's next weekend, the Home Ownership Fair, located at the Lake Worth High School in their Media Center. That's 1701 First Avenue South in Lake Worth, right there where the high school is. We encourage you to register to win the 40-inch HD TV. You must be present to win, of course. And the topics, as we said a little bit earlier, there's credit report managers, there's mortgage assistance professionals, and of course the big one, down payment assistance. So lenders, realtors, and community housing professionals will be there to meet with you one-on-one. Begin your path to home ownership by attending the Reach Home Ownership Fair, October the 10th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lake Worth High School. If you need more information about that, feel free to call the good folks at Reach, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. And Steve, I believe you have the rundown on the Wells Fargo Home Preservation event coming up October the 24th.
Yes, I do want to share an anecdote, though.
Sure, go ahead.
You just reminded me of. I got a call last, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, from a lady who said, I want to buy a house, but I have bad credit. I see we're running out of time.
Yeah, that's okay. Get it out.
In less than a year's time, you can improve your credit score by 50, 60 points. We can show you how to save money. It's all part of the counseling that Reach does for free. So call us.
You bet. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Just remember, October the 18th, the first-time home buyer, and, of course, October the 10th, the fair at the school there. Check out the Reach Radio Show website at reachradioshow.com, and we will see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1.
I know pays are wrong. Ain't got no home. I know pays are wrong. I'm a lonely boy.